If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services or by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Coming to the bat for the answers here.
The one show that helps you make better money moves. The program all about your money, your business, and your life.
You guys talk about a lot of really good information that even I can understand.
Call Ray now at 844-RAY-SHOW. 844-RAY-SHOW. This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Thank you very much. Thank you and welcome. It is the Ray Program, bringing you the best in money information. Well, I guess it's coming, folks. We got interest rate hikes en route. We had an enormous, well, I don't know if it was enormous, but it was a really good jobs report last week. The unemployment rate down to 4.7%. Things are looking pretty good, economically speaking. Jim Stewart in the house. Hello there, Jimmy. How you doing there, buddy?
I'm doing great. I was even seeing China has had this phenomenal growth recently, which I was surprised
well,
at.
Well, what's interesting there is, a lot of people have been predicting that whole bubble to burst, and it hasn't just yet. I'm going to hold out my opinion on China at this point because there's fuzzy math that goes on over there, you know?
Exactly.
It's kind of fuzzy math. So I don't really know. I don't really study the Chinese markets all that much. I do know this, that the U.S. market is looking pretty good, and interest rates are likely to be going up very, very shortly. But first, we cover this. How dangerous is a stock market of mindless robots? Are you investing with a robo-advisor? Sit back, folks. Relax. Enjoy the ride. We're not selling food today on this flight. I had to buy a meal the other day.
No!
It's because I ran out of miles and I'm not flying first class anymore where they bring me the meal. I had to buy this cheese tray and it was like $8 or $9 for a couple of pieces of cheese. Am I getting cheap in my old age or what?
Just cheesy.
Oh, good. Very good. Jason Zweig wrote about this. How dangerous is a stock market of mindless robots? Could the millions of people investing on autopilot be pushing an already expensive market even higher? You know, I tend to think so. I'm not 100% certain because we've never experienced this before. We haven't experienced 70-some-odd percent of new monies going into the market, going into some form of passive investment strategy. And I know there are two sides to this argument. Some people say, forget about it, it's not that big of a deal. Others are saying, well, you know what? You've got recency bias. The last 5-10 years, things have looked really good for indexing and passive investments. Let's take a listen to what Mr. Zweig, a smart guy, had to say. Robo-advisors manage investments electronically. Index mutual funds and exchange-traded funds roll entire markets up into a single bundle. He goes on to say target date portfolios also hold a predetermined mix of assets, marching savers mechanically toward retirement. Is this really what we want our markets to be? Everything on autopilot, so you or your advisor do nothing? I don't know. I don't know. You've got to make that call. Could all these millions of people investing on autopilot be pushing an already expensive market even higher? You see, when you buy an index or an index mutual fund or an ETF, typically you are buying a market-weighted, capitalization-weighted investment. What does that mean? That means more of your money is being allocated toward the larger companies and those that are the more expensive companies. So the more money goes in, the more those companies go up, the more expensive they become. So is that what you want to do? Now, smart beta funds have come out with equal weighting and other different weighting, but the jury is still out on those as well. But there are many robo-advisors, and it seems like just about everybody is going toward a robo-advisor. And the expenses are dirt cheap because you don't have to pay anybody. The computer algorithms do everything. But you know what? It's kind of like that car that was the computerized car. Was it a Tesla or whatever? That they, you know, they put no driver in and it got in an accident. I don't remember. I remember reading something about that. I don't know about you, but I don't want my Uber driver to be a computer because I own a computer. And every once in a while, the garbage I put in doesn't get spit out. It crashes on me.
Can't do it.
Can't do it. And so are we going to become totally, are these science fiction movies that we actually see and we chuckle at and laugh at? You know, it's almost like, you know, I used to watch Get Smart when I was younger. And I used to laugh and say, that phone in the shoe, are you kidding me? The cone of silence? And now what we're finding out is you don't need to have a phone in your, you got the phone watch. Like Dick Tracy or whoever that was used to have, and the cone of silence. Now we're finding out we really need one, don't we? Because we're being spied on by our cell phones, by our microwave oven, by anything that we have that's digital, perhaps, computers, laptops, and the CIA is getting hacked. And I'm going, holy crap, Ola, what kind of a world are we living in?
Yeah.
In 2016, 82% of new retail investments coming through financial advisors went into index funds and ETFs, according to Broadridge Financial Solutions, which helps process such trading. So now I've got to ask the question. All right, and I know financial advisors are going to get mad at me. But what is that all about? If all you're doing is putting your clients in an index fund, what are they really paying you for? Asset allocation advice? They can get that from a robo and not pay you the 1%. I mean, there's a lot more to it than that. I get it. And if you're charging your fee to put them in index funds, because you're meeting with them regularly, doing financial planning, providing them best practices in tax alpha and tax planning and tax loss harvesting. If you're doing retirement analysis and product diversification, no, I get it. I get it. I understand where the value is. But I did this for a living for over 35 years. I know where all the skeletons are hidden. But if all you're doing is putting them in cheap funds to ride the wave of better performance recently, remember I quoted from a study, a week or two ago, that said, okay, last 5-6 years, that's been the case. Last 16 years, it's been about a 50-50 split, what you would expect. But now the question becomes, if all of this money is pouring into indexing, will it become a self-fulfilling prophecy that those index funds will underperform in the future. Here's what he says. Today's investors aren't what the financial analyst Benjamin Graham described as enterprising or willing to put time and energy into the search for bargains. Instead, investors buy and hold regardless of whether entire markets are undervalued or overpriced. I have to say, the same is true for advisors. If an advisor is putting your portfolio into passive investments and charging you a fee on top of that, you have no hope of outperformance. It would be impossible to outperform. But that's not the point. Outperforming when the market goes up, most people don't really care about that. What they really care about is underperforming, or I guess one could say outperforming on the downside when the market goes down. Because if the market goes down and you are an advisor putting people into the market and charging them, then perhaps it may not be as interesting a situation for you. In other words, you're going to lose a lot of clients, and rightfully so. So stick around. We'll finish on this topic. Then we're going to talk about interest rates and what's likely to happen to your bonds and your bond funds as Janet Yellen starts to ratchet up interest rates in an economic environment the likes of which we haven't really seen from a consumer perspective in a while now. Stick around.
Hey there, did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. That's 888-904-1986.
Attention, Xarelto and Pradaxa users. If you or a loved one has taken Xarelto or Pradaxa and suffered an injury or even died, you could be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Xarelto and Pradaxa are prescribed blood thinners used to prevent blood clots and protect people from strokes. If you have taken Xarelto or Pradaxa and been hospitalized for internal bleeding, call now. 800-305-2036. Serious bleeding has led to numerous cases of hospitalization and death. If you or a loved one was hospitalized for serious internal bleeding or a stroke after taking Xarelto or Pradaxa, you could be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Don't be a silent victim. Time is limited to file your claim. Call now for free information and a free consultation. Call 800-305-2036. That's 800-305-2036. Again, 800-305-2036.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-373-0345. That's 800-373-0345. Again, 800-373-0345.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
I got a little red rooster, too lazy to crow for day.
I used to play the harp to this song. Yeah, it's a great tune. Nice little bluesy thing, the Little Red Rooster. Welcome back, folks. It is the Ray Program, helping you to make better money moves. We're talking a little bit about the market and this whole idea of robo-advice, robo-investing. And I do have my concerns about it. I have my concerns about it because the big continually get bigger. And on the other side of that robot is a human being who's got their money invested. And if we could ever learn to keep our powder dry when the market starts to tank, I might be willing to change my mind. But the great Benjamin Graham said this once upon a time. There are no sure and easy paths to riches on Wall Street or anywhere else. So it's tempting to conclude that when we make investing effortless and frankly mindless, we make it more dangerous. Many of the newest converts to automated investing include a ton of financial advisors. No doubt about it, because, well, you know what? They don't have to work. They don't have to work very hard. They don't have to manage money in-house and then be responsible to their people when they call up and say, how come you lost X percent this year and the market only lost Y percent? They don't have to do it. They can just say, you know what? You own the market. You own the market. But then the obvious question is, well, what are we paying you for if all we're going to do is buy the market? Now, I have a contention, and I've talked about this many times on this program, that an advisor can add significant value beyond their fee if themselves and their firm engage in best practices, financial and retirement planning. So even though you may not make exactly what the market generates, because you have this partner that will, in fact, counsel you. Because, Jim, as you well know, now you did this for a number of years too, the biggest enemy of one's portfolio is the person themselves.
Exactly. They'll say every time, oh, I can accept that risk. I can accept if the market goes down. It goes down one tick, they're on
it. That's why these questionnaires are such a waste. I remember, I don't know, I probably developed 10 of them in my career. Let me see if I can tweak this questionnaire to really get inside the head of my investor. And I would ask questions like, well, if the market dropped 20%, what would you do? Would you A, buy more, B, stay put, C, sell it all out, D, sell half, you know, and invariably, they all would say stuff like stay put or buy more. But I'd be a son of a gun when that market went down 20%, how many calls you would get from people saying, what in the heck are you doing? Well, I'm not doing anything. I mean, I didn't cause Apple to go down or Microsoft. You know, 2 weeks ago, you loved Microsoft because it was going up. 2 weeks ago, you loved Apple or GE or J&J or whatever. And we all loved it then. And now that it's going down, what do you think? They changed their business model? What do they do? What did Apple do to destroy? I'm making these numbers up, by the way. Apple, don't worry about Apple. I'm not talking about any specific stocks. This is all a hypothetical conversation I'm having with myself. I do that all the time. I look in the mirror and have these conversations. But I think you know exactly what I'm saying. Because what are you going to do? Blame the money manager when the whole market starts to collapse? Well, think about this. Think about being in a robotic situation or in an all-index situation where the more expensive stocks have more and more and more money allocated to them, and there's nobody making any kind of tactical decisions. That's probably what's going to happen. And you have a 2008 all over again. Then the question becomes this. Are you so committed to a robo-advisor or to robo-advice that you will stay invested in the worst of times? Now, my experience, you're shaking your head no.
I'm sorry. The picture that's going through my head is I see these movies on TV. At the end of the movie, this little robot comes zigging through the grass and it says, "Bad robot." So that's what's going to happen to these people. Oh, bad robot. Sorry.
Yeah. And you know what? I can speak anecdotally from personal and practical experience. And that is when the markets start going south, people tend to think they're going to lose all their money. Just think back to 2008. What happened in 2008? The calendar year, it went down, the stock market as measured by the Standard & Poor's 500, went down some 37%. If you go back to like October of 2007 until March of 2009, that number is 57%. Now, I can assure you, whether you had a robo-advisor, you were in index funds, or you were managing the portfolio yourself, unless you talked to somebody and they said, "Listen, Charlie, you got to hang in. In fact, now's a really good time to rebalance more money into the stock market." You left. You hightailed it out of town. And the reason I know that is if you look at the data from Trim Tabs and the companies that evaluate all this stuff, billions and billions and billions upon more billions flowed out of mutual funds, stock mutual funds, throughout that entire year and then some. And so many investors, where outflows exceeded inflows, meant people weren't putting money into stocks. They were taking money out of stocks and plowing it into bonds because bonds were doing a little bit better then. And that's what the human emotion does. Now, one could argue that's the good part about robo-advice. But you know what? If the robo-advice came with a significant penalty for early withdrawal, okay, it's dirt cheap, but if you pull your money out, we're going to charge you 10% or something like that, I'll bet you they would be more successful in the long run. Now, again, I am speaking from a purely hypothetical and speculative point of view. I don't know what's going to happen with all of this indexing and robo-investing over time. I do know this. I know that literally every strategy that has proven successful over shorter time periods that I've been able to research did not last forever. And that may be the same with robo-investing. I hope it's not the case, but it may be the same. All right, we'll be back with interest rates on the rise. Stick around.
Starting a business can be tough, but getting the word out about your business through a great website can be even tougher. That's why you need spotonwebsite.com. At spotonwebsite.com, you can register your company's domain name and even build your website overnight. It's fast, easy, and most of all, it's sure to fit your budget. Spotonwebsite.com has a wide range of internet products and solutions to make the most of your website, even on a small business budget. Log on today and see for yourself at spotonwebsite.com.
Imagine a store that lets you get anything you wanted. An HD flat-screen TV, a high-capacity, ultra-quiet washer and dryer, a complete living room set. And imagine if you didn't need a lick of credit to get it. That store simply believed in you. Imagine if they even delivered it, set it up, and serviced it at no additional cost. Well, that store exists. That's Rent-A-Center. Imagine that. No credit needed. Affordable payment plans. Delivery, setup, and service included. Imagine new possibilities at Rent-A-Center. Rental purchase transaction. See store for details.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6555. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Attention, this is a public notice from Citizens Disability. If you are one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be entitled to disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right if you suffer from a physical or mental disability. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, Citizens Disability can help. You'll be given an advocate who will evaluate your situation, handle your application, and deal with Social Security. Best of all, there is no fee until you receive your benefits. We only get paid if you win your case. To get started with your free no-obligation consultation, call 800-504-1639. That's 800-504-1639. There are a vast number of conditions that can make you eligible for disability benefits, many that you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Citizens Disability today. Again, that's 800-504-1639. 800-504-1639. That's Citizens Disability. 800-504-1639.
Blue Monday, how I hate Blue Monday. Got to work like a slave all day. Here come Tuesday. Oh, Tuesday.
So here's the question. How have you guys been surviving this whole daylight savings time? I've done very bad. I was up at 4 this morning. Popped right out of bed, and I'm just wondering, Jimmy Stewart, if it has anything to do with that Beetlejuice I've been taking, the beet juice from Super Beets.
I think it does. You know, I hear you talking about it, and so I said, I'm going to give this a try.
Well, you've been taking it for the last week or two.
Yeah, and I think it really helps a lot.
Now, unlike me, I mean, I think it tastes okay, but you actually love the taste. Like, I mean, weird that way.
About the second or third day, it's a unique taste, and you get used to it, and you like it. You look forward to it.
Yeah, now the one that's not as sweet as the other, I forget which one it is, I like a little bit better, the one that wasn't so sweet. But it's very palatable for people. But, folks, this is based on Nobel Prize-winning science. All right, this isn't like somebody just decided to pull something out of the dirt and give it to you. And the reason that I'm doing it, I'll tell you why I'm doing it, because the American Heart Association, I've got a heart issue from a couple years ago, tell us that Americans age 40 and over don't produce enough nitric oxide. They produce almost 50% of the levels they did at age 20. And this whole business of beets and beet juice converts the dietary nitrates into nitric oxide. Now, you've done all this research. You're my research guy. When we first started doing commercials, I said, Jim, check this out for me. What'd you find out?
I did. I went in and actually looked at the Nobel Prize research that had been done. And it did, obviously didn't talk about super beets, but it did talk about nitric oxide and its effect on health and what it does to circulation. And that's why I started taking it. I was having circulation issues with my feet. And yeah. So I said, let's start doing this, and I'm feeling a lot better.
Well, there you go. So you want to get a 30-day supply for free of the Super Beets. Do what we're all doing down here at the studio, even the boys over there. I talk them into taking this stuff because I don't want them, like, falling asleep in the middle of my show. You do get an energy boost, there's no doubt. And for many people, it's within the first 20 minutes. Now, this 30-day supply comes with your first order and is backed by a money-back guarantee. So you can't beat that. Also, you'll get a free book, Beat the Odds, and free shipping on your entire order. You'll love the results you'll feel with your first free canister. It's guaranteed or your money back. Go to raybeets.com, Ray, BEETS.com. Do what Jim Stewart does.
Yeah.
Take it. He's drinking it like he's drinking soda pop now.
And there's two flavors. There's an original flavor and a black cherry. I'm doing the black cherry.
The one that I like, the black cherry. I can't remember which one. But I actually tolerated both of them. And you could ask my wife. I have to hold my nose to take anything. It's just I've got this weird palate. But the Super Beets actually didn't taste too bad.
Yeah.
Tastes pretty good. Try it. Super Beets. Ray Beets. .com. Okay, let's move on to this whole business of interest rates because we got a pretty darn good labor report in. 235,000 jobs created in February. Unemployment rate dipped to 4.7%. And one of the emails that I got, I don't know if I can get to it today, but they were asking me about REITs, real estate investment trusts, and the fact that REITs pay a nice juicy dividend compared to most stocks. They asked, will REITs get creamed in a rising interest rate environment? And the truth is, no, typically not. I'll get to that. But first, I want to talk about this whole business of bonds and bond funds. It wasn't too long ago that the Wall Street Journal, I think in conjunction with Vanguard, did a study on this. And I'm sure I talked about the Vanguard study. And they showed a graph. They looked at intermediate-term bonds. And they used the bond reinvestment. So if you get a dividend, let's say you buy a bond fund paying 4%, right? And it's got a 7-year whatever duration or maturity, whatever. That's the way bonds are valued, based on their duration. So for every 1% increase in interest rates, If a bond's duration is 6, you would lose 6% of your principal. But if you earned 4% in yield, it's basically only 2%. But then the question is, how long before you actually get to the 4%? Because theoretically, if you buy a bond fund, then all of those bonds that are maturing get to be reinvested in higher rates, right? So there's a point at which you cross through the barrier of, say, 4% or 5%. And that's if you're reinvesting the dividends. The more you reinvest the dividends, and the more dividends you have, the quicker you get back to the break even. So they did a chart, and as I recall, it really took 5, 6, 7 years before you got to that actual return, because the new money was earning more, but the old money went down in value. And so by reinvesting the dividends, you're dollar cost averaging. But then the question became, in my mind, well, what if you're not buying bonds for stability in a portfolio? Because, Jim, as you mentioned, if you bought U.S. government bonds in 2008, the stock market went down, but government bonds went up. So they acted as a real good cushion in terms of their price, et cetera. And that's the way it works. And that's why many portfolio managers will have portfolios of stocks and bonds. Well, now we're in a period of time where it's quite certain that the economy is doing well enough to where the Fed will start raising interest rates. Hopefully, they won't do it like they did back in 94. That was a horrific time for bonds. But they're going to do it incrementally, and that's what they've told us. And the fact that they have flagged that for us gives me some hope that people aren't going to get destroyed in their bond portfolios. But you know what my philosophy has been. If it's going to take you a few years just to get back to even, in other words, if you expected your $100,000 to grow at 4% a year, and the first year it grew at minus 2%. If you went down 6% and you had a dividend yield of 4%, your $100,000 is worth 98 grand. Then you go into the next year, all right? And even though the next year it may be a flat rate of return, you're still at $98,000. Then the next year, maybe you're at 102 or 103. It's going to take a while for you to get back to that expected 4% compounded rate of return. That's the point. So here's my question. I fear not if you're 35, 45, even 50 years old, but if you are in the midst of retirement and you are anticipating draining your bond portfolio for income, whether it be tax-free municipals or whatever, and you're in a bond fund, you are likely to be very disappointed with your rate of return. So what I have advised individuals to do is to add something that doesn't decline in value when interest rates are going up. And I want you to take a step back for just a minute and let's do some evaluation here. Why are interest rates going up? Why are interest rates going up? Interest rates are going up because the bond traders anticipate that the economy is going to likely heat up. And this is what the Federal Reserve does to stave off inflation. So I ask you, if the economy is heating up, that means things are a little better, right? Companies are doing better, and the banks are starting to raise interest rates. So obviously, it's one of those instances where there's a bit of a conundrum, and that is, if interest rates are going up and bonds are going down, the stock market is likely to keep going up. Now, there will be a crash. I can't say when. There will be a decline. Can't say when. But what we've learned is the market doesn't go down nearly as often as it goes up. So what I have recommended is that as part of your bond portfolio, you add some fixed investments that don't go down when interest rates go up. You add some fixed investments that, based on a stock market going up, you could get a potentially higher rate of return. Now, I'm not suggesting you cancel out of all bonds or bond funds, but what I am suggesting is having a fixed, safe place from which to derive your income so that you can afford to reinvest those bond dividends when, in fact, interest rates go up and your bonds go down. That's all. I'm not anti-bonds, although I don't own any. And I don't think that I can recall that I've owned any bonds ever, because I've always been more in favor of insurance products that don't go down in value. But that's me. That doesn't mean you shouldn't. But please, now is the time to do product diversification. We'll be back.
I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. If you own a home, there's a good chance its value has gone up. In fact, year over year, housing values nationwide have risen by more than 6%, one of the largest increases this decade. Quicken Loans has smart ways to help you take advantage of your home's rising equity. You could take cash out to consolidate debt, or you could refinance to eliminate private mortgage insurance. No matter what's happening with the housing market, it's always a smart move to call us at 800-QUICKEN. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.18%, APR 4.35%. Experience the confidence that comes from working with a mortgage partner that has your best interest in mind. For 7 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN today or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607. 4607.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Hey, welcome back, folks. It is the Ray Lucia Show. So interest rates are likely to be going up. The Federal Reserve is saying, you know what? It's been since forever. Well, we did one, you know, 2015 in December. But really, interest rates have been near zero for as long as I can remember now. And with the economic news that's coming across the board, there's no question in my mind it's happening. Now, I found the graphic that I was talking about, Jim, during the break, and this was written, I don't know, a year or so ago. It was a study done by Vanguard that the Wall Street Journal reported on, and it's fascinating. I showed it to you, but I'll explain it to everybody because you couldn't see it even if I put it up on the screen. It's not very easy to see. But basically what they did is they looked at a hypothetical series of eight quarter-point interest rate increases. You might remember that Bernanke's done this before. This would not be totally uncommon in a rapidly growing economy. Could happen. And if Donald Trump gets his way with stimulus spending and tax cuts, who knows? This could be what the future of interest rates hold. So they assumed a rate boost by the Federal Reserve every other quarter from January 2016, again, this was written back in January of 2016, through mid-2019, and intermediate-term yields would also rise in tandem. Now, the dates are irrelevant. It's the fact that if interest rate, you could say, let's do the same thing, let's start in April of 2017. What it shows is because you're raising rates 2%, now that would be a ton, but would it really? Would it really? You would be getting your 10-year treasury back to about a 4% rate, which is historically normal. So if interest rates went back to normalcy over the next couple of 3 years, what would the bond fund have done? And the chart looks like there's really two graphics. One is, and let's assume that you were earning 4% each year on this bond fund, or 5%, whatever the number is. And you see it going up every single year. And then with this interest rate hike, 2 percentage points over a 3-year period of time or so, it's flatline for the first three, almost 4 years. So you put that $100,000 in, and 4 years later, it's still worth $100,000 or $100,000 and some change. Now, the question is, if the stock market is going up at that time, are you going to bail on your bonds? And keep in mind, this assumes you're reinvesting the yield, the dividends. Now, once the interest rate hikes stop and those new bonds that are being purchased at higher yields begin to take effect, you start to see it climb and then surpass the compounded return of traditional bonds in about 7.5 years on this graphic, a little less than 7.5 years. So now, remember before the break, I had mentioned that I preferred to have some of my bond allocation in an annuity contract. What's the biggest rub on annuities, Jim?
Liquidity, potentially.
Get 10% liquidity. It's the surrender charge, right?
Yep.
People always complain, well, the surrender charges usually go away in 5 to 7 years. How different is that? They both have surrender penalties. It's just one is an actual surrender penalty on 90%. Let's say it cost you 5 or 6% on 90% of the money. So you're down 4% in a year, right? But you earned potentially more than you would have earned in the bonds. Maybe not. But you know what I'm saying? They both have costs. So the solution is take advantage of the liquidity features. Jim is correct. You can't liquidate the whole thing. You liquidate the whole bond portfolio, but you're going to be down as well. So why not take advantage of a 10% withdrawal feature so that you can use that money while you reinvest the dividends in your bond? Because clearly, if you go out 10 years later, the reinvestment of those higher bond yields caused the bond mutual fund to exceed the return of a fixed bond over a 10-year period of time. So in the short run, you lose. In the long run, you win. So what I need is to fill that gap with something that can earn what bonds earn, in many cases more than what bonds pay, in some cases less, but gives me complete liquidity up to a certain amount of money if I need to take a distribution. And this, ladies and gentlemen, is where your advisor can earn their fee in doing having that discussion with you. Make sense, Jim Bones?
Certainly.
All right, hit it, boys. Let's do some emails. All right, this is Todd. I heard that I can earn a tax credit over and above my deduction on my IRA contribution. Explain. Well, Todd, you may not. It depends on how much money you make. I think Todd's talking about the savers credit, correct?
That's right.
So with a savers credit, depending on whether you're single or you're married, if you're a low-income earner, you can put money into any kind of a retirement account, IRA, Roth, 401k, simple IRA, any kind of a retirement account, and the government will give you some free money as a non-refundable credit, which means if you owe income taxes, you can use that credit to pay the tax bill. Now, the credit is 50% of a maximum contribution of $2,000. Married couples can each get the credit. It's incentivizing you to put money into a retirement account. Now, depending on how much money they make, Jim, if a married couple earns like 60 grand, you get like a 10% credit, right?
Well, it's 50% up to 37,000, 20% up to 40,000, and just 10% up to 62 after that phase out.
Okay, so you make 62,000, you get 10% of 2,000 bucks. You had to put 2 grand in to get $200. It's still free money. That's still a 10% return on your money for that year. So you can take advantage of the savers credit. It does depend on your income. Jim was quoting numbers for married couples. It's about half that for single individuals. The savers credit. Warren and Virginia, I will have to get to your emails at another time. Thank you so much. Remember, if you'd like to email me, go to raylucia.com, RayLucia.com. I'm going to run in the back room, take my super beats, and be gone for the day. Go out and make it a great day. God bless. Bye-bye.
You're listening to The Ray Lucia Show, bringing you the best in money information, answering questions about your biggest financial challenges, talking about your money, your business, and your life. Ray Lucia is not a registered representative of or affiliated with any securities brokerage or investment advisory firm. The views and opinions expressed by Ray and his guests are not necessarily those of this station or its sponsors and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult with the appropriate advisors before making any financial decisions. Ray is available to take your questions online at raylucia.com.
Biz Talk Radio.